It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. Once again, in anticipation of Halloween, we look back into the story of a true tale of terror. On this date in 1901, Jane Toppin, a Boston nurse, was arrested for murdering her elderly patient, Alden Davis, his wife, and two of his daughters on Cape Cod. Over the next several days, she confessed to no less than 31 murders, vowing that her ambition was to have killed more people than any other man or woman who ever lived. Jane Toppin was born Honora Kelly in North Boston in 1857, the daughter of Irish immigrants. Her mother, Bridget, died of tuberculosis when she was very young. Her father, Paul Kelly, was well known as a drunken crackpot with a volatile temper. In 1863, a few years after his wife's death, Kelly brought Honora and her sister to the Boston Female Asylum. There, he surrendered his daughters and never saw them again. The following year, Honora was placed in the home of Mrs. Ann Toppin as a servant. She took her benefactor's last name as her own and called herself Jane, perhaps to signal a complete break from her earlier life. Jane Toppin, as she was now known, trained as a nurse at Cambridge Hospital, and it was later revealed that she used her patients as guinea pigs, experimenting with morphine, and gradually increasing their dosages to study its effects. She skillfully faked their charts and enjoyed bringing them in and out of consciousness and moving them ever closer to the brink of death and beyond. Undetected, she was recommended for a position at the prestigious Massachusetts General Hospital and killed several more patients there before being fired the following year for being absent without permission. There was still no reason to suspect that she was systematically murdering her patients, however. Then she worked as a private nurse and began her poisoning spree in earnest in 1895 by killing her landlords. In 1899, she murdered her foster sister Elizabeth with a dose of strychnine. In 1901, she moved in with Alden Davis and his family to take care of him after the death of his wife, whom she herself had murdered. Within weeks, she killed the old man and two of his daughters. She then moved back to her hometown and began courting her late foster sister's husband, killing his sister and poisoning him with a mild dose so she could prove herself by nursing him back to health. She even poisoned herself to get his sympathy. The ruse did not work, however, and he forced her to leave. Suspicious, the surviving members of the Davis family ordered a post-mortem on their youngest sister. The report found that she had been poisoned, and on October 29, 1901, Jane was arrested for murder. 8 months later, she was found not guilty by reason of insanity and committed for life to the Taunton Insane Hospital. Like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and others, she has been the inspiration for numerous murderous characters in plays, films, and television dramas. Jolly Jane, as she was known because of her cheerful demeanor, died after 36 years in the madhouse on August 17, 1938, at age 81. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 29, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.